yellow bee, then see it's white, then it's a yellow.
Okay, great. Marking these off today, so I know which one. Did you ever take an egg and let it come out of the shell and put it and cook it in a pan of water?
That's what you call a poached egg.
Okay, and if you didn't, okay, right. What was the, we talked about bacon, but we didn't talk about what you call the skin on bacon.
Well, that's just like fat back. It's just where you cut it. See, bacon's made from streaking meat.
Right.
And see, that's your skin on the outside. That's the that hard part.
Okay, and what do you call that hard part?
Skin?
Yes. Did you, we talked about the whale that you had at your other house, but I don't remember talking about. Maybe you might have mentioned, I just don't remember it. What did you use to get this water out of the well?
You used bucket and rope and a windlass.
Okay. And then?
You drawed it.
You drew it, okay.
Drawed that with a windlass.
Right, okay. I just couldn't remember.
And see, that rope goes around on a log you got laying there, then that's what pulled it up. Every time you turn it, it rolls on that log and comes up.
Right. Now, if this, okay, and what was this made out of, the container that you got the water in?
Well, when we lived in the country, it was called a cedar bucket.
Cedar bucket.
Uh-huh.
If it were made out of
metal.
Out of
wood. Cedar.
Yeah, so it wouldn't rot.
That's right.
And if you made it out of metal, what would you call it? Would you still call it a bucket?
Yeah, it'd be a metal bucket.
Okay. You carried milk in it. Would you still call it?
No, we used to let the milk down in jars, gallon jugs, as you call it.
And you milked the cow into the gallon?
No, you milked it in the container. Then you brought it in and strained it. Mm-hmm. Then you could pour it in any kind of container you had in the house that you wanted in. But we used to have these gallon jars and put a rope on it and let it down in the well, you see, and keep cool. Because back in, we didn't have no ice boxes, no ice, and nothing else. So let it down the well, it'd stay cool.
My mother has a neighbor who I know, but still within the past 10 years, was cooling her milk in an old spring, and the still had a spring house and everything. She may still be doing it, I don't know, because it's been, I guess, 10 years since I was last time in there.
Yeah, if you find the spring, see, that was spring was what you call real cold water, and it'd stay cool, as long as you let that cold water go over it. And see, down the well, the same thing, except the water didn't go over it, you just let it get down and just touch the top of the water, not let it go under all the way. See, when you touch the top of the water, the rope would get slack, and you know it was touching, and just sit on top of the water, but that rope would keep it from turning over, floating off, round and round, you see.
I see. Okay. Couple other things here, and we'll go on to another category. We're just about wrapping up the questions that I had. What did you call, when we talked about the fields, or your vegetable gardens, and you said you had to keep the chickens out of it.
You put a fence around
okay,
it.
Okay, any special type fence?
Well, you could use wire, you could use palings, you see, planks that's nailed straight up so high. Either one. Just
would you use just a plain type wire or?
What you call chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
See, it had a small mesh where things couldn't go through it.
Okay.
See, there's hog wire and chicken wire, then there's barbed wire. Mm-hmm. That's to keep your animals. But back in, when I lived in the country, we had a rail fence.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a rail fence?
I've seen rail fences. How did you build yours?
Just put them up here, then cross and